You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Sunday night in Foxborough, Tom Brady returning as the Buccaneers will face the New England Patriots. Let's go out to our Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Levin Reed joins us, WBZ CBS sports reporter, on this very interesting game, Levin. How are you doing, my friend?
You know, the Patriots always break the NFL internet. I think the last time we spoke is when they said, hey, Cam, you know what? We're going to keep you. And then hours later, they were like, we were just joking, dog.
Right.
You're out.
Exactly. I know they just came off the game against the Saints. What has been the early Bill Belichick conversation about this, if there has been any?
I will say he's mentioned that he's got a ton of respect for Tom Brady. He's mentioned that Tom was his quarterback, and he even went out to say, you know, with the questions, why did Tom leave? And he was adamant. He said, listen, Tampa Bay gave Tom a better option than we did at the time, which is absolutely true. But the early script is this. They're not good enough to talk about the hype about the game. It's the first time that I've covered them in a long time that I see that they have a coaching problem. Because it's not like they're bad in so many areas. And it's like, if you're bad against Tampa Bay, if you're bad against the Rams, if you're bad against, you know, one of the other five or six best, you say Kansas City, those are good teams to be bad against. Against the Saints, they had problems with protecting the quarterback. They had problems, you know, stopping the best player on the team in Alvin Kamara. They had problems in a Bill Belichick staple in special teams. You know, like, stuff that they never have problems in, they continuously had problems at. So they're just right now not a well-coached football team. A lot of penalties, a lot of mistakes that these guys can't catch the ball. You know, just so many things that they have issues with now, that talking about the hype around the game is almost secondary, because your thought is they're going to get blown out, but you're hopefully they kind of clean things up and button things up in certain areas.
It's for 20 years when these two guys were winning and constantly winning, almost everything the Patriots did, if you were wondering, oh, why are they doing that? Why are they bringing this player in? Or why, you could always go, well, Belichick's forgotten more football than I'll ever know. But is that
exactly
starting to wane on people? Is that sort of tilting in where people are going, I really need to know why they're doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for 20 years, like, Belichick could kind of, like, you know, give you the what for. Just
right, yeah.
Be mean to you,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And now, because they were winning. And now that you're like, you're absolutely giving it right back. You're questioning some of these moves. Like, I will be honest. Like, I hope I didn't get sell a bill of goods, because I thought Jonnu Smith came in here as his first, you know, pick in the free agency situation. And I thought Jonnu Smith was going to be lights out. Right now, Jonnu Smith stinks. He absolutely is not. He can't catch. It's like he's fighting the ball or he's allergic to it. One of the two is going on, and I don't get it. I don't see what's going on. Their offensive line was supposed to be much better. They lose Trent Brown, and they refuse to move Michael Owenu out to the right tackle. They want to keep him at guard. So their guards and Shaq Mason are great with Michael Owenu and Shaq Mason, but their tackles are terrible. So it's a weird thing to watch. And then they keep doing these reverse play actions where he turns to the left, so that his back is to the line, and then when he turns around to throw the ball, he's like, you know, he might as well take a picture of the other team. You know, it's just such a weird thing that's going on as you're watching the game. And then when you talk to coach about it, he's like, you know, we got to block well, we got to play well. I'm like, yeah, you got to coach better. The rookie quarterback is not the reason now. He's a rookie, he's going to have rough games, but everybody is having games that you're like, huh, that's not good. I mean, it's a weird thing going on.
What do you think is going to be – what is it you think it's going to be like for new players on the Patriots, maybe like Mac Jones, Jonnu Smith, those guys, to be on the sidelines at the beginning of this game when Tom Brady's introduced?
I will say this. I don't think they will know until they get out there, because they weren't here to know the impact that Tom Brady has in the area. They know the impact that Tom Brady has when he came to their town, if they were not, you know, if they were in the league.
Sure.
But they don't know the impact of what Tom Brady will have in the era. And I will also say this. This is, that time period is going to go from pregame to the end of the first quarter, and that'll be it. That's what you're paying for. You know, he pregame the nonsense, and then I see the end of the first quarter because I think he's going to break the passing record in the first quarter. I would assume he would do that, and that will be it. And then it's on to the game. So then I think that from that point period, it's either you want the Patriots to play a close game or you want Tom Brady to blow them out. So that's what I think is going to happen to the fans. If they play a close game, you want the Patriots to win and beat Tom Brady, or you want Tom Brady to show why he was the greatest player in the game here and blow out Bill Belichick's team. So it's one of the two that you want to see happen. But I think it's going to be crazy. I think the week already has been a little bit nuts. It started last week when Tom Brady's father was like, I wish I had that dude's number. Because I would call him like this. There's no father who just hates another player like a coach as much as Tom Brady's father hates Bill Belichick. I mean, it's out of control. It's out of control. I mean,
I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like it's open season now from Brady's people to go make these public comments.
I thought it was weird that maybe he was going to shut them down this week. So, you know, everybody went to Guerrero and Tom Brady's father last week to get some stuff. But I don't think they're shut down. I think they're just open season, like you just mentioned. I think people are just like, well, you know what? It was 20 years, or maybe it was 5 years, the last 5 years, that, you know, you watched your son or you watched your best friend go through something and, you know, the coach would not kind of bend a little or move a little. And in the end, listen, I don't know if Tom was going to stay here in the end. And I will honestly tell you, I didn't think Tom, I thought from 2018 on, it was one of those things where maybe he was looking towards moving because the team was getting older. And he didn't want to be around a team that had to flip the script. They had to change the roster. Regardless, they had to change the roster. The way the money was being spent and the money was being held up on certain players, it wasn't, you had to bring in new players. You had to kind of breathe new life into the roster, and that wasn't it. That's why he was pushing for some of the veterans to come in, and they were like, you know, that was the fight. We need to bring veterans in on the offense, and Belichick was like, Tom, you're getting up there in age. Eventually, you're going to leave, and you know, I'm going to have to bring in a new guy, and he didn't want that. So I think that's what the fight was. All the other stuff, like, you know, you can't get a day off, you're not treating him right, whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's just something to complain about. But the fight basically was with the roster situation.
This is interesting because this is a guy that didn't hold out. He didn't scream and holler that he wanted. He just left. He just decided to leave.
Yeah.
How do the fans react? They want you to love the team as much as they love the team. But here it is a year later, he's won a Super Bowl. How does it feel how do the fans in Boston feel about him now that he's gone and has success somewhere else?
Well, one, they hate Belichick. Let's start there. They hate him for the fact that their son. I remember taking a girl to the game, and she had not known anything about football. So I was like, hey, it was the Dallas game. It was a long time ago. And I put her in that section while I was working. So she didn't know anything about football. So we come at the game's over, and she's like, who's this Tommy guy? She was like, everybody was yelling Tommy. And I was like, yeah, that's their son.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the feeling in the fans. That was their son. Tom Brady was their son. So they never called him Tom Brady. They were like, come on, Tom. Get it done, Tom. You got this, Tom. You know, that was the whole conversation. It was like, you just traded away a sibling. So that's what you did. You kind of messed up a sibling. I mean, everybody, it's like one of those things where you watch people go to the game and they're like, listen, I haven't seen Tom in so long. He's my cousin. How many cousins can Tom Brady have? Let's be honest. that's basically what it was. So the idea of you trading their sibling, of their son, somebody in their household, somebody that I named my dog after, you know, is incredulous. No one wants that. And that's the feeling around here. You let go for 20 years. He should retire a Patriot. He should never want to leave. You should go into the tank. Well, who does he want? Okay, go get that player. If we lose, we lose. But that guy should always be here. And that was the thought process. And I think that's still the thought process.
Because there's a generation. We talk about this all the time on this show. there's a generation that did not know anything about that other than winning games, other than being the best team in the AFC. And if they didn't get to the Super Bowl, why didn't they get to the Super Bowl? That is a really hard thing for somebody who's 22, 23 years old to all of a sudden be like, what is this? Why are we not? What do you mean we're 1-2 and don't look good?
Can you imagine? Forget about the generation around here. Think about the quarterbacks that have come into the league who are playing now. And we'll just go with Mahomes, who Mahomes had a picture of Tom Brady on his wall growing up, and he's lost to him twice now. You know what I'm saying? He's lost to him twice in the AFC Championship and in the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. Like, these are guys who are coming to the league who Tom Brady has been a staple in their lives. You know, they've always wanted to be Tom Brady. Now they're playing against him, and he's kicking your rear all over the field. And they're like, I was this grown man, you know, fathering me up and down, like, you know, fixing my tie as a child. You know, it's one of those things where it's been a long time that Tom Brady's been in the league, and he has been the staple. He has been the given. And I think for a lot of people around here, they thought that was going to be forever. And I will say this. People would have decided to lose, but they wanted Tom Brady to stay on the team. And I'm fully – they would have gone 0-16, but happy that 12 was still on their squad. And Belichick was just like, no, I just can't do that. Like, it was not responsible enough to do. He did that with Richard Seymour. When you had Richard Seymour and Vince Wilfork, how are you going to do it? It's a lower situation, but it's that. And I think for Tom, it was this, and I mean this. Gronk did not want to play anymore. And that's Tom's best friend, outside of Guerrero. Gronk did not want to play. And when Gronk decided he didn't want to play, it was one of those things where Tom was like, what do you mean my best friend doesn't want to play? What's going on here? And as much as Tom talked to him about it, it was the conversations where Bill is kind of just riding me hard. I shouldn't have to play these certain downs, or I shouldn't have to be on the end of the line on every play taking on different guys, and I'm getting hurt too much. I'm just getting hurt too much. These practices, I should be able to take a day off at practice. I'm getting hurt too much. They should be treating me like a veteran. And he's right. I'm saying this, saying that these guys are right. Like, there's a point, I think, where you reach a status on every team that maybe, you know, the veteran should take a day here or there. You can get it. And Belichick does not bend that way. That's not how things are built with him. And when Gronk decided to go, it's a divot in the locker room where guys are like, man, especially Tom was like, I miss my best friend. So now it comes a certain situation where he can have his best friend come back and play, and that's where he's in Tampa.
Yeah, Lev, really appreciate your time, my friend. We got to catch up with you soon because I always love having you on the show, my man. Thank you so much, as always.
Anytime. Hey, call me on Monday.
I got you. We probably will.
I have a lot to say. I'm sure on Monday things will be different.
You know what? We'll probably make that happen, my friend. Thank you so much, as always. Levin Reed, WBZ in Boston. Interesting. Everybody's hating Belichick. It's not really that surprising, though. But I think we're going to touch – when we get back, we're going to touch up the last thing he said about Gronk, the overriding picture of what's going on up there. It's next on Wake Up Call.